Imagine if today was the day your idea changed someone's life. Imagine if you could help someone pay for college, help your community build a new playground, or help a child make it to that dream competition. With GoFundMe, it's all possible. GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 190 million people. Every week, ordinary people meet their goals and do extraordinary things. Your ideas matter. GoFundMe isn't just for emergencies. Want to raise money for your kid's soccer team or raise funds for a small business, a creative project, or event? GoFundMe helps you turn ideas into reality. And help adds up. Fundraisers you start for someone else raise up to 5 times more. So think right now, who could use your help? Change rarely comes from waiting. It comes from someone deciding, today I'll start. Don't wait for someone else to bring change. Today, start your fundraiser in just minutes at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com to start your fundraiser. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first-step father, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Welcome back to On the Air with Brett and Claire. I'm Claire, and there is no Brett today because he's at work. But as you may have noticed, we have not put out an episode in, I guess it's been a month now. And that's after we like hyped up, you know, all of our Halloween episodes that we had planned with like spooky stories and all of that kind of thing. So I just wanted to release like a little mini episode, kind of giving y'all an update and also apologizing for our absence. But yeah, so Brett started work, and I know we said it was not going to affect the podcast or anything. And I stand by that for the long term, I guess. But for right now, it's just been really hard because in the beginning, like, Brett had 2 weeks of training. He was unsure of his days off. And also, you know, as most of y'all know, like, he has not worked in almost a year now because of our time in New York and all of that. So it's just been a bit of an adjustment. So we're just trying to get on a good, like, schedule with our life, like, just our day-to-day life. And, yeah, kind of figure all that out. And we have not had a lot, really any like additional time to dedicate to the podcast, which is unfortunate because it is really important to us, but we also have to pay our bills, you know, like everyone else out there does. So yeah, I mean, Brett leaves for work at like 8 a.m. and doesn't get home till like almost 8 p.m. sometimes. So there's really just not a lot of time in there right now, but now that he's been at work for a month, like, we do know his days off now, and we may end up switching our upload date to Fridays just because it might work a little bit better with Brett's schedule. So I don't know, that's to be determined, but I just wanted to let y'all know that, like, we will still, you know, we will come back. We do have a lot of fun episodes planned for the holidays, like a gratitude episode, you know, how to start your new year, how to vision board. I mean, all of those could change, so if none of those sound interesting to y'all, please let us know. But we do want to do some holiday themed episodes that we think would be pretty fun. So that's kind of the plan for now. Also, maybe I'll do a solo episode every now and again. It's kind of weird, like, just talking on the mic by myself, because it makes it a lot easier to have someone, you know, to, like, bounce ideas off of. But also, it could be, like, me and a guest. We're just trying to get our footing, with Brett actually being back at work at, you know, a normal job. So just bear with us. We appreciate your patience, and I have missed podcasting, and I know Brett has too. So you can count on an actual episode next week for sure, whether it will be on our normal upload date of Thursday. I don't know. It could be Friday. I will post on the Instagram once the episode is out. But yeah, that'll probably just be like an update of how Brett is feeling about work and just kind of like navigating these new changes. We'll try to be pretty uplifting, although we also want to be real with you guys. And it's a hard adjustment, which I feel like a lot of y'all can relate to, even if you just like, you know, you haven't had a lot of time off work, but you've started a new job or something. Like, there's just always an adjustment period, which we are definitely in that right now. So, yeah, I think that's about all I have to say for right now. We'll leave the rest of the updates and everything for next week's episode. Hopefully, y'all still hang in there with us as we get on this new schedule. But I would say from next week onward, you can count on an episode, because we know enough of, you know, how we're going to structure our days and everything, to know that we can make it work, and we do want to make the podcast a priority again, because in New York it like really was, but obviously we didn't have a ton of other life obligations like when it comes to work. So we're just trying to figure that out right now, how it fits into the mix, but still making it a priority. But yeah, I'll quit talking in circles. I think y'all understand the gist of it. We've missed you guys. We've missed podcasting. The studio has some updates. So if y'all are YouTube watchers, things look a little bit different in a good way. Not too crazy. Honestly, we just mounted a TV so that we could do like a slideshow or something behind us. So don't get too excited. But yeah. Again, we've just missed y'all, and we look forward to seeing you next week. So follow us on Instagram at On The Air With Brett and Claire for updates about our upload days. And again, we will post there whenever the new episode is live. You can subscribe to the YouTube channel at On The Air With Brett and Claire if you prefer to watch podcasts on YouTube. And I think that's it. But we will see y'all next Thursday or Friday. And we appreciate your patience. All right. I hope y'all have a great rest of your week. Bye.